What affects you down here at the pointy end of your life lately? It's been catalytic converter thieves. And these dirtbags take the catalytic converters to junk dealers for cash. But not if Senator Jeff Wilson has anything to say about it. He joins us from, are you from the lovely 19th district, from lovely Longview?
Yes, sir. I am the very fortunate senator for the 19th legislative district here in Washington.
I know it well. It was that's my old armory for two of the 146 artilleries there in Longview. I've lunched there many times. Obviously, this is a statewide problem because they take cash throughout the state. Oregon has dealt with this with a similar law. We all know the problem. As of Sunday night, for the first time, a catalytic converter thief, I don't know if you heard about this, but he brandished a gun and fired it in the air to keep the owner away from him and his crew. So now they're armed. Now I assume they're all armed. So we all agree there's a problem. How does SB 5495 address this?
Well, you've already said what we know. This is a massive, massive pandemic or an epidemic of a crime. It's 60 seconds and less and it's gone. What we need to do is to remove the incentive and somewhat referred to like plugging the hole in a leaking ship. The bill isn't going to design to cure the problem, but it's going to slow it down by removing the incentive for getting some cash with no questions asked.
And I saw this from EverPD. There's two ways you can do it. You can lessen their ability to do it or their incentive. So you can't mandate people to put a cage around the catalytic converter, but if you value your catalytic converter, you should go to a mechanic that offers this and do this. So that's the ability part. The incentive is the cash. And I mean, to be honest, I think a lot of people are kind of surprised by this. You take a car full of catalytic converters to a junk dealer or who are the guys that are dispensing the cash?
Well, usually it's on the street level, I call it, where people would simply, with no questions asked, be handed over, cash for, here are some catalytic converters, and that's really somewhat obvious where the industry, who does us a good job, we need the scrap steel industry and the metal recyclers, but there comes a point of professionalism and critique where you know that that's probably not your material you're trying to sell me. And so this bill simply puts in some accountability. There's record keeping and identification, and you're going to have to attest that it is yours and you have the legal right to sell it. If not, don't waste the scrap dealer's time either.
How much in the state of Washington, how much do you get for a typical catalytic converter?
Well, catalytic converters can go for as little as, $20 to as high as $8,000. They're full of all kinds of precious metals known as rhodium and platinum. And last month, I believe that rhodium was selling for $2,300 an ounce
more than gold
at one time, and now it's $13,000.
Explain the waiting period. Part of one provision from the bill is that you don't get cash. That there would have to be you explain a 5-day waiting period before you get the cash, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Where when you show up with a catalytic converter, you're going to have to sign a way that you attest that it's yours, you have the right to do so. You're going to have to provide identification, and the employee is going to have to countersign. And there's a few steps of paperwork that you're going to have to do, and then you're going to be told, sorry, you're going to have to wait 5 days if you want cash. And this is to respect a lot of the commercial accounts that are professionally already registered and set up to do this type business. This bill is not designed in any way to impede those hardworking people that do this properly, that have the legal right to sell this. So this is really designed for the individual that off the street is making everybody's lives miserable.
And then certain disreputable car repair facilities, I found out the hard way that it's very possible for you to have a catalytic converter replacement with a stolen catalytic converter. And because it's not, they're all not always melted down. Sometimes they're just simply put in another vehicle. They get your cash, you drive away, which is nuts. I found out. And so I'm still really pissed about this. So let me ask you this. You guys are, you're in session. You start next week, I guess, right? And so what committee is there a Senate, Washington State Senate dirtbag committee? What's a committee that gets this anti-dirtbag law passed or out of committee?
Well, we're going to get this heard in law and justice. And that's the good news with all bills. You need it to move it forward. And this bill is already moving forward with the chairman of the committee agreeing to hear it. And that's a big step right there. That means we're going to hear it. And that means you're going to hear it. We're going to be on TV, on Zoom meetings, and you'll have a chance to watch and engage. And it's going to be very important when this bill moves forward to get out there to offer some hope that we do care and the legislature can serve a purpose once in a while.
I'll testify. I'll only if I can use the dog filter on Zoom. Okay, I'll go with me. But anyway, I it's working in a very similar law. Is in Oregon, and it's I think it's been up for about a year, but it had a nearly immediate effect. And as I would ask for a provision where it's not homicide if you kill someone you catch in the act of stealing your catalytic converter, but it's probably too
well. I unfortunately, there have already been people that have paid with their life for their greed, and that's very unfortunate. But yet we know it's happening. We recently have had somebody stabbed here in my local community. We've had a person that was, of course, shot, and homeowners are also getting tired, and they'd like to fight back. They want to just defend their mode of transportation, something every family needs just to go to work.
Yeah, it's not worth the life and all that, but you got to tell me that you're sort of vicariously amused when you hear about this guy in North Carolina 4 weeks ago. His hydraulic jack failed him. He was underneath a car, and the bottle jack failed him and crushed him. So his leg dropped there. A couple months ago in Anaheim, the woman comes out to her Prius at 6:30 in the morning, and there's two legs sticking out the underneath, and there's a guy squished and dead with his Sawzall because his jack failed him as well. Of course, there's someone's sons, yeah, and brothers, and all that. But that being said, they're thieving dirtbags. So, you don't have to comment. I don't want to drag you down into my pit, but I'll laugh for you. But I know you're secretly laughing. So, all right. Well, the people of Longview represented well by your 19th district senator Jeff Wilson, and we will watch this thing. This is you talk about retail politics. This is in the news. It's in everyone's neighborhood, and we want to see it stopped or slowed down at least. So, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and let's get this bill passed through.
All right, Jeff Wilson, Senate Bill 5495. Thank you very much.